The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
From Brandon, a real guy named Brandon. Hey, Halle Berry's in the third. Just corrections, by the way. Harry Bally.
Hilarious. Freaking hilarious.
Take two.
That's another actor I know. Harry Bally is another actor I know. Halle Berry is in a third John Wick film. Yeah, that's true. I forgot.
Oh,
I said
that's
two.
Hilarious.
It is.
Cole Hauser is a New England boy.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's not.
This guy was wrong about that, Dan.
No. I looked that up.
Oh, well, he was in the movie, but he was in Good Will Hunting.
He spent like a time at a summer camp in New England. But
okay.
Looks like he might have grown up in Florida for a little while.
Well, then that's probably why he's a Tampa Bay fan.
That's probably just long
enough. He's a Brady
enough.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah, to fall in love with Tom Brady.
And as much as I like hearing you guys say my name on the radio, I'm not really digging the context. Yeah. Thank you, Brandon.
That does suck for Brandon's.
It does. It does.
We all have our burdens to bear, Brandon.
Yeah, sorry about that.
He could be a hermaphroditic goat banger named Puss. That's a lot.
Deadline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire.
And on this date that we will mention again tomorrow, it was on this date in 1991, Queen lead singer Freddie Mercury confirmed he was suffering from the AIDS.
Yeah.
The reason that we will mention again tomorrow is he died the following day.
Yep.
Man.
He kept it quiet. Everybody knew. Around him, they all knew, you know. How old was he, 45?
45.
Jeez. I always put him down as a person I'd want to see. They put a list of like 8 dead rock stars up on those Facebook pages, and I have to pick him every time. If I had to make a choice.
He's definitely,
I think I'd go Hendrix.
Yeah, I'm not saying, believe me, there's 2 or 3 on there really tough.
Yeah.
But if you had to make a choice.
There's no wrong answer.
There's a couple wrong answers.
Oh, for Tupac.
Yeah, that was wrong. There's a bunch of other ones. There's 2 or 3 other ones that are wrong.
Tupac.
Yeah.
Just a couple songs.
Tyler, next year, are you going to go watch the Pittsburgh Maulers?
I was at their very first game.
The USFL is coming back.
I know.
In 2022.
Well, the first year, they're playing under one city. The year after that, I think they're going to go back to their cities. That's what I read.
They're going to have 8 teams.
Yeah.
The original USFL ran from 1982 to 1986. The Maulers just played one season.
Yeah.
But they played 18 games.
Yeah, I saw that too. 84 season. I saw...
Was that including playoffs?
Mike Rozier.
They only won 3 games.
Oh.
I doubt they went to playoffs.
Right.
Mike Rozier, when he left the Huskers, bypassed the NFL because the Maulers paid him a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And he played it. And we talked to Mike Rozier on the phone years ago on the show, and I said I was at that game. I said that was the coldest game. It was a March game they played in the spring. Coldest football game I was ever at. And I asked him about that. He goes, it was the coldest game he ever played in. I said, it wasn't my imagination in. And I was just in the stands.
Yeah.
Brutally cold, man. Purple and orange were their colors.
Bunch of guys like Jim Kelly went straight to the USFL. Yeah. Steve Young went straight to the USFL.
Well, and then Trump
they
ruined
paid.
It. Yeah, that's,
yeah.
You watched it. Who killed it was Trump.
Herschel Walker.
He wanted to go to the NFL side. But
Took
know.
Trump's money. You know, and Trump tried to compete against the NFL.
After a while, he forced him to. Yeah. Watch the 30-30. That's just it's a business thing. It's not an anti-Trump thing. It's just a business 30-30 thing.
So there's going to be Pittsburgh Maulers, yeah, the Birmingham Stallions.
They were one of the teams. Yep.
I think they were one of the
That's the
originals?
Game I saw. That's the game I saw was the Pittsburgh Maulers and the Birmingham Stallions.
It's going to be the Houston Gamblers, the Michigan Panthers, the New Jersey Generals.
They're all the same names.
Yep. New Orleans Breakers, Philadelphia Stars, and Tampa Bay Bandits.
They were actually the Boston Breakers to begin with.
And then they became the Portland Breakers.
Right. And they ended up in
New Orleans.
They did. What was the last one? Tampa Bay Bandits.
Yeah.
Yep. That's close to Buccaneers. It's pirate related.
I love that they're bringing back the original names. And there's other teams out there they could eventually add. The Philadelphia Bell was a team.
Did you say the Maulers?
No, they were the Stars. I'm sorry. The Bell was the WFL.
The Maulers won three games in 1984, going 3-15.
Yeah.
Well, they must have been pretty good.
Yeah.
Not the best three-win team ever.
No, they weren't.
They weren't. But a damn good three-win team.
Yeah. I used to have a I used to have the original Maulers t-shirt. I lost that years ago.
I think that's smart. They're just doing one city. Because I think a lot of these leagues that try to pop up, they try to go full bore right away.
Right, exactly.
Well, you cut down on a lot of unnecessary expense if you're keeping everybody
in one spot. They're going to go back because, you know, they have these teams named after the city still, so they're going to have to go back and play eventually. They think it's going to be the following year.
But to get off the ground and avoid some of those expenses, I can see how that would help you get your feet
under. Great idea.
Is this the one the Rock's involved with?
No, he's got the XFL.
He bought the XFL, and they're waiting another year, I believe, aren't they?
Yeah.
Did Flutie go right to the USFL?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. The Generals.
Okay. Yeah. I thought he might have spent time in Canada first.
No, then he went to Canada.
Are they going to play in the spring?
Yes.
Unless Trump says otherwise.
No, he's not involved this time.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Reggie White went straight to the USFL.
Who did he play for?
Well, Kelly played for the Houston Gamblers.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was the L.A. Express.
That was Steve Young. Steve Young played for the L.A. Express, right?
Memphis Showboats for two seasons.
Memphis Showboat. Was that your team, Craig? Oh, you back? You were in Lincoln by then.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you were in Lincoln already by then.
I think you were.
Yeah.
84. Didn't they give Trump a team just to distract him? Like, you run the Virginia Klan.
If they would have sold him the Buffalo Bills, he wasn't going to be the president. Right. He wouldn't have ran.
Yeah, it would have sucked for Buffalo.
And the world would have been better.
Yeah, but the Bills wouldn't have.
No.
That's fine.
Fair mentioned train. Doug Flutie. It was on this date in 1984. Boston College upset the heavily favored U of Miami.
Hell of a pass.
47-45 on Doug Flutie's last second Hail Mary pass to Gerard Phelan.
Yep. That was beautiful.
Widely regarded as the most famous play in college football history.
Yep.
It is, because that's what stood the test of time.
It's very cool to watch, too. I saw it live myself. I was a wee lad.
Drunk wee lad when that happened.
Probably. Should have been drinking. I was five. But I was wasted.
Just shooting guns around the yard.
Well, they didn't want you getting on your goddamn bike. They'll give him some booze.
Yeah.
Our favorite pie for Thanksgiving that you can share with everyone.
Pumpkin.
Yeah. About a third of us prefer that. And then it's pecan. I know that's kind of a, not everyone loves pecan.
I do not.
Cherry. I'll eat it.
Pecan's got to be my favorite.
Yeah, I like pecan.
Cherry's next for me.
I eat pumpkin no matter what.
And then it's apple.
Apple, like apple before.
Yeah. Then it's apple. Then it's sweet potato pie.
Gross.
No, I don't mind.
No.
Not pie.
Chocolate pie.
You're right, it's not pie.
I don't think so.
Never had chocolate pie. I wish I had.
I wish I had the chance.
Had chocolate cream pie?
You know what I'm talking about.
Only when you're high.
Yeah.
This weekend.
All right.
My sister-in-law brought something to our gathering this weekend that was called Kit Kat pie, and she made it.
Oh.
And it was like a cookie on the bottom, homemade caramel in the middle, and then a chocolate ganache over the top.
Man.
The old ganache.
Craig and I like your mom's pie, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and everything she does with it.
And everything she does with
However
it.
However it's prepared.
Bedazzled, we don't care.
Right. Yeah. Wow, well, prefer it. She knows.
Scott writes,
sorry, puss.
Tell You're Brandon not. To quit whining. Everyone else's less popular brother, Scott.
Yeah, but Brandon was going for a long time there. Nobody ever was picking on Brandon. Scott's been, sorry about Scott Favre started that dude.
Yeah, but Scott is just show specific.
Yeah.
Brandon is nationwide.
Nationwide, right. And it
means you're a pedophile.
You're a pedophile,
at least he's
right.
being encouraged.
4% of us don't eat pie on Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't want to know them.
They might be on some sort of a diet.
How else are you supposed to eat
Thanksgiving?
The whipped cream?
Yeah.
Now,
that's that Tim Tebow douchebag. Tebow admitted he doesn't eat anything. He doesn't eat. He doesn't take a cheat day on Thanksgiving.
Well, somebody punch him.
Well, that's just so stupid because the guy's in great shape. It doesn't matter. He could. Yeah, if anybody, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, one day's not going to kill you, Timmy.
He seems like the here's what I'm thankful for guy, too.
Jesus pie.
He would be the one. He would be the one saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Before we eat, let's all go around the table and say what we're thankful for."
Right.
He'd start that crap.
I would be thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom
if Tim Tebow was in here,
if we could just start eating.
Was thankful for hot food, but
I'd
now
be thankful if Tim Tebow wasn't here. That'd be great.
I would be.
My wife is making a Butterfinger pie.
Oh,
that sounds good.
It's going to taste like Butterfinger?
It's going to be great.
Oh.
But it's just sitting on the counter. There's like, it's like one of those, the crust. It's right. like a pre-made crust thing. Yeah. And there's just a whole bag of like fun-sized Butterfingers sitting in there.
You can't eat them because she's saving them for the pie, right? Okay.
You ever had the Butterface pie?
Or just finger pie. I like finger pie.
I think I did back in the day.
Yeah.
Had a piece or two of Butterface pie.
Oh, yes. Oh, I did too. Yeah.
I
enjoyed a lot of Butterface pie.
Sure.
I'm going to need a day and time where this Butterfinger pie will be available because I will be over.
Thanksgiving?
Is it going to be on Thursday or is this for a weekend Thursday. Gathering?
Oh, man. That does sound good. Butterfinger pie.
I don't know. It's probably going to be smaller than it should be because I will probably eat a Butterfinger.
Yeah.
Too.
Half of it. Here's a half a Butterfinger pie. That sounds unbelievable, man.
Yeah, it's good. It's too good.
Yep.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A woman who may have been the oldest person in the world is not anymore.
By the way, they did the story of the girl you talked about last week that was 105 sprinting.
Yeah.
I watched the actual visual of that story. She's really slow. I really wanted to congratulate her, but she was slow.
But
the only reason she was fast,
time to
she
wait.
Was faster than everybody else that were really slow.
Took her a long time getting the starting blocks, too.
Yeah.
Was that in the 100 plus? Was that her category?
She was 105.
105 plus.
She was 105. She didn't start running until she was 100. They have her race in that video. Where were we watching that?
Same CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah, CBS Sunday Morning.
Okay, so the category started at 105?
There was 101, too, but she's 105.
Okay.
Yeah, she's in a class all her own.
And she beat everybody else mainly because everybody was way slower than she was, and she was really slow.
But she still beat them.
I'm joking. It's a cute story.
Yeah.
But I expect her to be moving a little quicker than that.
Do they use a pistol to start those races?
No.
That seems dangerous.
No. They say, when you're ready,
whenever
go.
You're ready.
When you're ready, go.
Gertie.
They set the sundial and they say, go.
Is it time?
It's minute three.
I'm joking. It's pretty cool, especially because she decided to start running when she was 100.
Well, she
I still don't think she was actually running. It was kind of like fast walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was her running.
But she's 105, yeah. And the rest of us will be dead. So, you know, good for her.
She had to be bored. Was she going to watch Steel Magnolias again? She's like, oh, guess I'll start running.
Everybody I know is dead. I'm just having to run now.
Yeah, start thinking about her memories from the 19-teens.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw an old lady deadlifting on Twitter the other day. I think she was 100.
I love the term old lady deadlifting.
Yeah. Right. Deadlifted like 175 pounds.
Oh, my
like
God.
That.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
For a 100-year-old lady.
Her bones would be cracking, man.
Puss could do that with one hand.
Yeah,
that's not even warm-up weight.
He ain't a 100-year-old lady, though.
Not yet.
No.
Someday.
Oh, that's right. Still got the vagina.
Didn't all the greatest hits this break.
Francisca Susano.
We did goat, your mom, and the vagina.
Oh,
on that
bit,
right? Yeah.
Okay. It's greatest hit set. Yeah.
It's the trifecta.
Yeah.
Francisca Susano passed away Monday in the Philippines at age 124.
Why do they think it's the oldest person? They didn't know for sure or what? What'd you say?
That's correct.
Got it.
Guinness is still verifying documents.
From 1897.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, they say she was born September 11th, 1897, when the Philippines were ruled by Spain.
Oh, that's when you could forget God, September
memories.
11th.
Yep. Her memories are crazy, man.
She's been 3 centuries.
Yes, you're right.
God, you don't remember any? I mean, if her brain was still there, just those memories, what decade was that?
Decade.
Yeah, what decade? Not what year was that?
What century?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which century was that again?
My favorite, it sounds obvious, but the weirdest thing about being the oldest person in the world is when they were born, nobody on the earth was here except for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's billions of people. How crazy is that? Now, Todd's probably right. There's got to be some 140-year-old Sherpa living somewhere that we don't know right. who he is. You know,
I'm trying to think. Are there even animals? Oh, there might have been a Galapagos turtle that was alive then.
Oh, you mean animals. You're right. There animals. Might have been I'm sure there was. Yeah, they have 200-year-old turtles, right.
Her best friend is a turtle.
Yeah, but you've outlived most living things on this planet.
Human.
Yeah, yeah. Human.
Human.
Certainly human.
And most of the animal kingdom.
And most right. animals.
Yeah.
So she got that going for her. And she didn't start running until she was 116.
She was slow.
She was really slow. Well, that, first thing when I saw that story, I kept thinking, boy, this woman's slow. All right. Faster than us, though. You know.
That lady, if you're 124 years old, she had to hand out somebody, $2 bills. Whatever the equivalent would be in her country.
I mean, did she have kids? Did they live to 100 at least, you know?
Doesn't seem like they know a lot.
No.
Seems like they're going through some archives.
At 124, she'd had grandkids that passed away from old age.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A long ago.
Well, that's the sad part about that bit there. All right. All back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.